Lieutenant Colonel Koh Nyang, the spokesperson for Division 3 of the SPLA-IO in Jonglei State, announced the decision to pardon the officers and release them yesterday.
They have admitted the move. They admitted that, and at the same time also they apologize to the public. They say that yes, it happened, but there is no any point of defecting from my charge to President Kiir, because after all, at this point, we are in process of unifying the force. So whether you are in Kiir government or you are in Machar government, after all, the force will be unified and it will be one army.
Nyang says the freed officers, Brigadier General Michael Yen Thor, Brigadier General Makwaj Galwag Deng, and Colonel Simon Nyang Lon will be allowed to resume their duties immediately.
They will be reinstated again into their position, but at the moment, so the general command also decided to give them some time, at least to sit down and watching their activities, and then at a later time, then they will be given their deployment within the rank of the SPLA-IO.
In November last year, the Sudan People's Liberation Army in opposition, or SPLA-IO, issued an arrest warrant for 5 of its top generals for planning to join the South Sudan People's Defense Forces, or SSPDF. The SPLA-IO then accused President Salva Kiir's administration of attempting to bribe members of the SPLA-IO to abandon the armed opposition group, which support the first Vice President Riek Machar. The SSPDF denies the allegation. Major General Lul Roy Kong, the spokesperson for the South Sudan People's Defense Forces, or SSPDF, said the accusations were false. Efforts to reach the released generals in Langkien, Nyerol County, for comment were not successful, as the mobile telephone network in the area appears to be down. One of the generals, Yen Thor, has been quoted in local media saying he will remain a loyal officer of the SPLA-IO faction led by Machar. Thor told Radio Tamazuch, "We attempted to defect because of hardship. For humans, it is normal to hear. That is why I apologize, and now I am back with SPLA-IO." End quote. Last year, South Sudan ceasefire monitoring body said defections of opposition military officers were derailing the implementation of the security arrangements that include the graduation of the unified forces. The ceasefire transitional security arrangements monitoring and verification mechanism set a split within the Sudan's People's Liberation Movement, or Army, or SPLM-AIO, and First Vice President Machar disrupted plans to graduate the first batch of 83,000 unified forces. In August last year, a SPLM-AIO breakaway faction led by Machar's former chief of staff, General Simon Gadwij Dwal, announced it had divorced Machar from the leadership of the SPLM-AIO. Several senior military officers, once allied to Machar, have since joined Dwal's group and the South Sudan's People's Defense Forces. For VOA News, I am Deng Kaiding in Bor.